Welcome to the Secure D podcast, everyone. My name's Matt. I am Secure D, and thank you for tuning in. I want to apologize for missing an episode. I know I did it. I've just been really busy the last couple of weeks with some big commission orders and projects. So some exciting stuff coming that I look forward to telling you about. But no real excuse for missing it. To make up for it, I have brought back one of the most popular guests to date, Paul Nguyen. If you enjoyed it the first time, it's way more loose this time. We recorded it at my studio the other day before catching up and going out for lunch. So this is it's a loose episode. The F-bombs fly. We totally forget. You can tell about halfway through, we totally forget that we're even recording a podcast. And it's more just like a fun catch-up chat with two old guys. So old guys being in 20s and 30s. So yeah, look, it's a really fun episode. We chat about our prediction for what's going to happen at Up There for the Yeezy launch, which you will see probably came true. I mean, they had reports of like 1,500 people storming the door at 12 o'clock trying to line up. And then we, you know, chat about a whole bunch of other stuff. His recent trips to Japan and Italy, Harden going to Addy. Is there too many collabs? Really, really fun episode. So thank you again for tuning in, guys. If you want to leave us some questions for future episodes, please hit me up on Twitter, hashtag SecureD Podcast. And also, I'm now on Periscope. I'm going to be teaching custom classes on there and taking questions from people about who wants to know how to custom shoes and all that sort of stuff. So from basics to advanced, I'll be putting that up soon. So definitely hit me up on Periscope. It's at SecureD. You just follow it through my Twitter and I'll see you guys there. Until then, I hope you enjoy. So where else did you check out in Japan, man?
We went to the Casio testing facility.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sick. So are we allowed to talk a little bit about what the basis of this trip was outside of the Scout connection?
Well, we did some stuff for Sneaker Freaker. We did some stuff for an ongoing project that we're trying to start up, a creative project. Whatever I could do while I was there, we kind of did.
And what's Harajuku like these days? I haven't been there for a few years. Is it as good as it's always been? Like, what's the fashion like? Because, I mean, you always say, like, Harajuku's a couple of years ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I assume they're not rocking Jordans.
No, they're not well, Harajuku's... I don't know how to say it without sounding racist, but it's been...
That's why you're on the podcast.
To be fucking racist. Or am I, like, on the podcast to, like, even out the amount of Asians that are on?
Okay, well, I look half Asian, right?
You do. It's just... Harajuku's... Well, actually, like most of the world, like, when I was in Italy or wherever, it's been overrun with Chinese people.
Okay.
There are a lot of like sneaker stores and things like that, and you're in there, and it's just, if you didn't pay attention, you'd just be like, oh, this place is really popular, and then you start hearing people talk, you're like, oh, there's a lot of Chinese people here.
Yeah.
So Harajuku kind of is now like the hype beast capital of Japan.
Yeah.
Sort of, kids go there and they, you know. Whatever trends is whatever they're chasing. And...
Yeah, it's amazing. It's almost become like this high fashion district. Like, it's insane. Like, I think I was there in 2009, so 5 years ago, and it was heading in that direction because, like, you had Bape and BBC and all that sort of stuff there when it was, like, the shit still. And I feel like Bape's making a bloody huge resurgence at the moment.
Yeah.
As you sit there with your Bape hat.
Yeah.
It's massive. It's coming back again.
It is, but it's kind of played out at the same time.
It's almost like nostalgic, right? We all feel like we're in the mid-90s and early 2000s again.
Yeah, except when I was there, they were still flogging the Minion stuff. And I was
really?
Yeah, and kids lined up for the Minion stuff.
What? Bape?
Yeah, I thought nobody was going to buy that Bape Minion stuff, but I was wrong. They were like...
Look, you can see I've got like shelves and shelves of Minion toys.
I love Minions, but I
couldn't rock that. Yeah, no way. I hate a lot of their branded collabs like that. Like, I like their sneakers and the Puma capsule's sick and, you know, the Reebok shoe's rad, but like... Yeah, anytime they reinterpret a character and dumb it down to that, like, thick, bold outline, like, I think it looks shitty.
Well, what's weird is Bape seems to fail in everyone. Like, from a creative standpoint, Bape fails with all their collabs, I kind of think. But from a monetary standpoint, they're just making money hand over fist. But, you know, the Coca-Cola stuff looked kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Pepsi stuff, stupid.
Yeah.
The Minion stuff, stupid. Like,
yeah.
Anything
Marvel.
That, the Marvel stuff, stupid. Like, anything that they seem to collab with just looks bad. But
well, they went under 4 years ago now. So, you know, I guess there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And what were some of the other stores like? Everyone knows K-Skit. Do you go to PK?
No, I went to K-Skit.
Yeah. It's not what it was.
No, it's not. I think if anything that gets blogged about a lot or anything like that, that place is dead.
Yeah. So, it just gets harvested, man.
Yeah, it does. And it's not terrible. Like, you go in there and you're like, oh, look at all these.
Still exciting.
Yeah, look at all these shoes that, you know, back from when you used to collect, but they aren't as cheap as they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, they're not. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
Like Kickslab in Harajuku apparently makes, you know, $2 million a month.
That blows my mind. Like, I literally, I can't fucking believe that. Like, I know a lot of store owners. That turnover is ridiculous. Like, for a store that isn't, like, huge. I mean, it's big, but it's not huge. And
no.
I just don't know how they hold that much stock. Like, that's tens of thousands of shoes a month.
Well, when I first heard it, I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I went back down there to have a look, and I sat in there for a little bit looking around, and there are kids just walking out. Like, you know how you go to America, you go to New York, you go to Flight Club.
Yeah.
You see kids walking in there, everyone's taking photos of shoes.
Yeah.
They aren't really buying that much as they're like, you know.
Oh, look, there's a cabinet with Yeezys. Oh, I got a photo.
I'm in Flight Club. Look at all these shoes.
Yeah.
Kickstarter is not like that. It is like a circling frenzy pattern of like hypebeast buying shoes.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, kids are buying because, you know, kids are coming from China, you know, rich kids in Japan. It's hard to get the shoe. You go in there, you pay $750,000 for a pair of Jordans.
Yeah. So you saw dudes just dropping $1,000, no problem.
I'm out.
Oh man, what a business model.
Yeah.
So what? So they don't sell entirely on resale though, do they? Like,
they have a retail store upstairs.
Yeah.
And then they have the like.
What a conflict of interest! It's like the epitome of a conflict of interest. Like, hey guys, like we're getting the Fragment ones this weekend. We've only got 12, but in a month we might have 25 pairs in the store downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I even wonder, like, if the stock doesn't sell upstairs, they're just like, fuck it, I'll triple the price, put it downstairs, someone's going to buy it.
Oh, man, yeah, because I know, like, working with brands in the past, like, there was always this very, very strict, like, no resale policy, and no, like, you couldn't have, like, parallel importing or be selling, you know, consigned shoes, and it just sounds like they're breaking all the rules.
But Japan's really strange in that, like, if you think about it, Hiroshi Fujiwara, however you pronounce it, he's the Fragment guy.
He's
selling chicken.
Yeah.
I went to his chicken restaurant.
What a baller. What a baller. Fuck it, I'm selling chicken.
Yeah, you know, like, fuck clothes, fuck all this other stuff, I'm selling chicken. And you know, yeah,
does it come stamped with a barbecued Fragment symbol on it? I hope so.
Like, his plates and stuff had the Fragment sign, what is branded is when I was in Italy, I was at the Gucci cafe.
Yeah.
The cakes do come branded with fucking Gucci.
Do they?
Yeah, like, they've got, like, man, some kind of, like, template.
How obnoxious.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That
I was
is...
just like, fuck this, I'm gonna go buy some. I'm gonna buy Gucci cake. Just for Instagram, we're gonna eat Gucci cake.
Now, I just want to quickly touch on, I've been hearing whispers that Aoyama is kind of like a dying district in Japan. And when I was there in 2009, it was like the place to go. Obviously, Original Fakes left. Now everyone just goes to Harajuku for Babe. You know, like, did you go to Aoyama? Like, is there much there? Like,
I went to Aoyama to go to... Actually, to the Fragment pool store, like, and it's literally in a swimming pool in the basement of some kind of weird hotel slash thing that they've emptied out. And yeah, Aoyama's like, because Aoyama's like the back end of Harajuku, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a 10-minute walk up the hill.
Yeah. So past Omotesando Hills.
Yeah.
You walk down there and Cartier's still kind of out there, but then...
Prada had that amazing building there.
Yeah. So... You kind of walk past it and you're like, oh, okay, there's a Prada building. But, if you don't go to, if you've never been to Aoyama, like back in the day, you walk down there, you're like, oh, that's weird. Why is there a Prada building down here? Why is there?
Yeah,
Because
okay.
it's
So like
like,
neighborhood and a couple other stores have all
you know what it's
gone.
kind of like? It's like Toorak, Chapel Street now. You
Yeah,
know how
okay.
back in the day, Chapel Street was like the shit, but
Yeah.
now Chapel Street's shit. Like,
Yeah,
you
it's like
know?
dying. Yeah, I feel like Chapel Street's died as well.
So it's the same deal. Like, you go down there and there's like these stores, but it's kind of sporadic and the place is kind of dead. There's no one there. There's not a lot of foot traffic.
Okay.
I did walk past this really strange kickboxing curry place that I was like,
Wait, it's a curry place that.
it's a kickboxing, it's a Thai kickboxing themed curry and a
That's
place.
hilarious. So it
Yeah,
just
and I'm,
it's so hot it just kicks your ass, is
yeah, I don't know. Do you get tongue
it
code in the face? I don't
that's gold.
know. But yeah, but and then I went to the pool place and I'm going off Google Maps like everyone
Yeah.
else does. Like, I don't know, I can't name a street in Japan. I only
Yep.
know, I still don't even know how the number system grid thing works. Like,
Okay, yep.
but you're trying to find this pool thing. You go to this building and there's a little sign and it says it's around the corner. You go around the corner, you go in, and when you leave, like, there's all these fuckboys like walking around with their crazy
Yeah.
hats and shit trying to find this place. It's really bizarre.
Yep.
But yeah, Aoyama's kind of dead, but
Because Com and everything was up there back in the day.
yeah,
Like,
but
Com.
Com's now in the middle of Harajuku, so
Yeah.
you don't even
You don't need to go there anymore.
no. But yeah, so Com's another thing. Com's one of those brands that I wonder who buys. Like,
Yeah. I know like two people that buy Com, and then I'm convinced every time I see Com, it's fake. Like, it's one of those brands where I'm just like, I know you don't pay $150 for a t-shirt. That's a white t-shirt with a heart on it. Like, pretty sure that's not legit. Like, because Com got ripped off to such an extent that, like, people didn't even know it was a Com ripoff. They just thought it was another shirt. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a shirt with a heart on it. Like, yeah, I don't know. Com's a tough one.
VisVim, like,
Are they still there?
where in
In
Harajuku?
Aoyama?
No, well, I don't know. I only ever go to the VisVim in Harajuku.
Okay.
So there's that FIL store,
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
the FIL store is like expensive now. Like, a ballistic backpack is $700.
Jesus. Well, our dollar's also shit now too, so that probably didn't make it any easier.
Well, like, it's $700 via my approximated
Yeah.
calculations, and I'm normally really bad. I just divide by 100.
Yeah.
I don't even do the it's 0.95. Like, okay, fuck it, just divide it by 100.
Yeah, when
It's
I went to
that
Japan, it
10%.
was like my mate and I were like, oh, it's only like a 14% variance. Screw it, we'll call it even. And that was like fine until I dropped like 6 grand on my trip and I got home. I'm like, that wasn't even close to even. all
Six,
right.
wait, 6 grand. What did you spend six
Yeah,
grand
because like
on?
I was in Japan for like 2.5 weeks, and then like like heaps of Bape and BBC stuff. I bought like watches, like. It was like the first trip, maybe five or 6 grand. I definitely spent 5 or 6 grand. Like, I bought two varsity jackets from BBC. They were on sale, and then like we got let into like Bape on like that fashion night out that they have. We were hanging out with like Nigo's right hand man, and he's like, if you guys spend what was like $1,000, he's like, I'll give you half price. So I'm like, all right, so we have to spend $1,000. So we actually have to spend $2,000. And then so me and Justin split it, but like, there's still a whole lot of Bape shit that I wasn't gonna buy, so they just racked up pretty quick. I think I bought like 10 pairs of shoes too. Bought a lot of shoes. Because back then in 2009, you couldn't get cool New Balances in Australia. So every time I went to Hong Kong, Singapore, or Japan, I bought a shitload of New Balance stuff because you just couldn't get it down here. Like, yeah, you might be able to get like Navy 574s, but you weren't gonna get like the Koi Super Team 33s or the Feral Collections or whatever, which is what I was on.
574 is the New Balance shoe that everybody who starts out New Balance buys, and then
Yep.
it's like that ugly ex-girlfriend that you never talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a few of them, you're just like,
Yep.
yes, I
Yeah,
was
nah.
young, I was
I
desperate.
quickly went to the 1500 and all the others. But yeah, I think it's the entry level one. But they just had so many cool over there. So yeah, I feel like it's funny. Like, I'd work at Nike or wherever, and I'd always come back with a suitcase full of New Balance
Isn't it
stuff.
weird that Bape is making a resurgence, but BBC is dying in the ass?
Yeah, Pharrell just doesn't seem to care anymore. And now he's working with Adidas. Like, I just, why? People bought BBC because it was attached to Pharrell. Like, that's why I bought BBC. I bought BBC because it was Pharrell's Bape. If Pharrell isn't there and promoting BBC and on stage with the Neptunes rocking BBC shirts, I don't care. Like, that was my attachment to the brand.
I think Pharrell's Adidas experiment is just Pharrell having a like a bet with his mates going, I bet you I can sell fucking ugly ass superstars.
I'm getting a bit offended too recently, where like all these promotional campaigns, not specifically to Pharrell, but like there's a few of them at the moment where they're like bringing art to sneakers, and like, motherfucker, have you not seen what like has been happening for the last 10 years? Like, art on sneakers is not new. Like, and like, it's pretty condescending. Like, you're just sort of advertising to the people that have no idea what's going on. But like, yeah, it's just obnoxious. Like, that colored toe box stuff on the shell toes was cool, but it should have been a hyper strike. It should have been so hard to get that it became desirable. Now it's sitting on shelves at Hype DC and it looks bad because it's a Pharrell collab with Addy on the iconic silhouette that is sitting on a shelf, and you're like, you really should have put 50 pairs in this country.
Get Kanye to wear them and they'll fucking go out like hotcakes. Yeah, like they'll just call up Kanye and like, hey man, can you wear this superstar for like 30 seconds? Just walk out,
just hold hands with Kim and
have Pap shoot.
Go get
Wear a
lunch.
skirt, wear a skirt, fuck it.
Like, yeah, who cares, man? The dude, he's so big now, he's selling out GRs, man. Like, Kanye sells out GRs. Like, that's what, 100,000 pair circulation.
Those Ultra
minimum.
Boosts, those black and purple Ultra Boosts, he just wore them and they just went.
The funniest thing about that was that had like Roshi availability. Like, they're available in mum and dad like athletic stores. They weren't just like
Athlete Foot had them.
Everywhere had them. Like Sports Co, I think, had them. Or we'll move into Yeezy before like we start going like super long. Yeezy the 350, the, what is it, Pirate Black or what do they call it? Where's the pirate thing coming in?
I don't know. I only found out the other day that the grey ones are called Turtle Doves.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that either.
Well, I didn't, and I was like, Turtle Doves? Where the fuck did you get Turtle Doves?
Stop calling it stupid names. The black Yeezy 350 boost this weekend.
Yeah.
People started lining up on Tuesday at InQ in the city.
Monday.
So I did the maths. They're approximately making, if they sell it for like maybe $800, between $800 and $850.
Well, I did the math. They're just
$1.25 an hour.
It equals them being stupid.
Well, that's it. $1.25 an hour. Like, and yeah, look, I'm angry because like I'm not an Adidas guy like at heart. Like, I mean, but I would love a pair. Like, I would like a pair. I think the black pair looks rad. But yeah, like it's just. It just shits me that I won't be able to get them, and the guys are going to sit out the front of a store for a whole fucking week to get them. Like, Jesus Christ, that's insane. And, like, they
but
seem
the
to be
guy
more
sitting
widely
in front
available.
Of a store for a week, is he the real reseller guy, or is he the Kanye West hype beast?
He's the guy that's getting paid by the Kanye West hype beast to sit there for a week. Like, you see on Gumtree, like, if you're listening to this overseas, it's like it's an online marketplace. People were offering to pay, like, guys $100 a day or, like, $50 a day to sit out the front of the stores for them and, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
$50 a day? That's not a lot.
That's fucking nothing when you think about it. You got to sit there for 24 hours. It's $2 a day, $2 an hour.
Like, I know the Up There boys have, like, tried to curve it by saying you can only come out at midday on Friday.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a Royal Rumble.
Oh, it's going to be
fucking, I know you like
chaos.
Wrestling. It's going to be a Royal Rumble. At 11:57, there's going to be fuckboys everywhere.
Well, I've told them, I've told, you know, Jimmy, Brendan, and fucking Jason, like, the boys from Up There, I'm going to go out. Fucking go to...
You
go
and I, we should rock up with cameras. Oh, we'll periscope it live. We'll put it on YouTube.
I am doing exactly what I did back in the day. I'm going to go to the fucking corner of Burke and Russell, Hungry Jack's, buy myself a Whopper meal, go down, get a crepe from 7-Eleven, sit it down, and I'm just going to eat and watch the world burn, because that's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah, when you said that, like, all that popped into my head then was that, like, Rorschach moment where he's, like, standing on the edge of the building, like, watching the parasites and the politicians drown. Like, it's exactly that. Like, there's going to be 300-500 people in that alley all trying to get it in the front of that line.
Yeah.
As soon as the door, like, as soon as the bell hits 12, it's going to be, there's going to be a punch on for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're all going to look up at me and say, help me. And I will say, no.
And I look down and say, whisper, no.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. Fuck. That's, yeah, it's insane. I read it the first time and I was like, hey, that's not a bad idea. They're going to have to tell people to leave a lot, but that's fine. And then you go, but what happens at 12? And I went, oh no, like, I didn't even think of that. Like, oh no, like by the time we do this next podcast, we're going to be reading the obituaries of like Hypebeast.
They are going to be lingering about at 11 and just circling the joint.
Oh, 100%.
And They've give I'm told that Ed Shedston Adidas
Did I
has
tell you
given
that? I think I told you that, yeah.
2,000 tickets.
2,000 tickets for,
So
yeah.
let's play the percentages. Let's say 10% of that. So what, 200 kids
Yeah.
are gonna rock up at 12 o'clock
Yeah.
to try and get 30 pairs of
Yeah.
shoes.
This is like Pigeon New York moment. Like
Nah.
I hope the cops are there, man, because like it's gonna go
Nah.
down. Like if the cops aren't there, they need a better like social media team because this is all anyone's talking about. And like there's gonna be like, oh my God, it's just gonna be chaos.
Oh, the
Like
Facebook sneaker groups are already like kids are like pre light up. It's like
pre-line up. Like
everyone.
try and coordinate that. You know what's funny? Like someone will coordinate a pre-line up around the corner and they'll all walk around at fucking 11:59 to line up at the front, like, oh look, we pre and there'll be like 10 huge 6'3" Aussie guys at the front of the line and
Yeah.
go, make us move,
Yeah.
and it'll be all over. It'll be 50-on-10, and yeah,
Another one. The only tall Aussie kids that I've ever seen at those it's like what that Tom Taylor kid is like size 13.
yeah. No,
Like
you're right. There's no Aussie kids there. Let's be honest. There's
he's
no Aussie kids there. Aussie kids
just
are like, I'm fucking staying home drinking beers and watching a
yeah,
footy show on
I'm gonna
Thursday
drink out
night.
of
I'm
this
not
goon
going
bag and try to get this girl fucking
We
rock.
have different priorities. Me and my Dunlop Vollies and my goon
I
bag are gonna go down to the park and get wasted.
wanna fuck and get fucked.
Oh man, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, yeah. And then that with the Chadston thing, like 2,000 tickets. Like I'm just, yeah. I entered the Foot Locker online email comp to try and get them, but I submitted my thing in 8 minutes, and people were saying like, oh, if you didn't submit in under 40 seconds, you've got no chance. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm not getting them.
The last Yeezy 350 Boost thing, a girl and a guy bought their shoes at the Up There store and then ran to the Adidas raffle
Yeah.
and was saying selling these for grand and a half.
What?
Yep, in the crowd. I have these grand and a half.
Oh my God. That's just, oh. Oh boy, I just hate people sometimes. I'm doing a podcast, but I hate people. Oh my God, that's so soulless. I guess it's smart financially for them if some idiot wanted to pay it, but God damn, that's terrible. And then, yeah, like, I mean, what do they look like in black? You've seen them in person. Do you reckon the sole's gonna scratch like it does on the grey? You see how the sole peels on the grey?
No,
Yeah, so the
no.
sole is actually just painted, dude. So like it looks dirty, but the actual sole on the accentuated panels is just peeling off, like the outer layer is just
Oh,
peeling off.
really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
Lucky
yeah.
I know a guy who can paint shoes.
Yeah. What do they
Fuck you,
look?
Paul. I'm
Yeah,
painting your
yeah. The next job, that needs to be my new job title is like Yeezy Boost Restorer.
Yeezy Boost Restore.
Yeah, there you go. There's like a little store I can open up in Harajuku.
Well, I've got the OG one Yeezys and
Yeah.
I haven't worn them and every day it gets
Black,
closer
pink, tan,
tan. I only
tan,
wanted the
yeah. The
tans,
tan's the
but
only one that came out here, right?
oh no,
Oh no, the
the
grey
greys were
came
the
out here. Yeah,
only
the tans are nice, yeah.
But I'm terrified. I think every day I'm getting closer to those things exploding.
Yeah. Yeah, well that's the thing. It's getting, like probably been what, like 7, 8 years now, like since they came out. You're not wrong. Like I don't know if I'd wear a shoe that's been out like for more than 10 years the first time. You know, like it's getting to the end of the lifespan, Paul. You just roll it over, mate. Roll it
Well,
over.
it's
Put
not
it on the
that.
shelf forever or roll it
It's
over.
just like, what the fuck do you wear that shoe to?
Yeah.
Like,
It's very hard to wear.
it's not.
It's like everyone's got tight pants now, so it's hard to wear with tight pants, and then I can't wear something that high with shorts.
No.
So yeah, it's a bit of a killer of a
Like,
shoe.
and I don't like what. I love shoes and sneakers, but I don't like wearing sneakers that make. That when I walk down the street, everyone's like, "What are those? What the fuck?"
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh my God. So I've been wearing like discs and Shacknosises and stuff the last 2 weeks, hoping some fucking idiot came up to me and went, "What are those?" And I was like, sucker punch moment. Like I've been wearing stuff that's like a little bit rude just so I can like just school some kid in a fucking shopping center or something. Like, oh, I hate that what are those thing that's going on at the moment. I freaking hate it. It's dumb. They tried it on the WWE 2 weeks ago. Like they did it, like wrestlers did it in the ring. It's the worst
What
trend.
exactly are they supposed to say that to people who are
With
wearing
shit
fake
shoes.
shoes and
Yeah,
shit
fakes
shoes?
or like shit shoes, yeah.
Yeah,
I
so
hate it. To me, it's so freaking corny. Like, and like half the time I see people do it. Like, do you see the guy on the kickstand who did it about the black top Reeboks? And like 180 people just killed that kid. And I was like, oh man, that's just what's gonna happen. Like, you're hating on a shoe that a lot of people like.
Oh, the dumb kid that did it to Michael Jordan
Oh, I
in
saw that. Yeah. What a disrespect. I was like,
If the cameras weren't on, Michael Jordan would have slapped a bitch. Like.
Got the board, just thrown it.
Oh man, yeah. This Addy thing's nuts. They really need to figure out a way to translate it into like everything else becoming popular though. Like it's been really good for the originals range, but as you say, man, like the Adidas stuff ain't selling.
Adidas business model is the same thing all the time. Yeah. Have a really good shoe, flog the shit out of it, it dies. Move on to another shoe. They did it with the Stan Smiths.
Yeah.
Stan Smiths came out. They did like consortium packs and stuff like that. They were really cool.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I'm going to flog the shit out of it.
And when was the last... I don't think I've been excited about a shell toe since the 25th anniversary. That city pack where they did like that Paris, Boston, like that huge one like 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they did a couple of Run DMC ones and then it's like, well, that's it for me there.
Yeah.
So, no. Quickly, keeping it Addy... I got to bring this up because this is crazy. Addy paid James Harden $200 million to leave Nike this week on a 9-year contract. So you do the math, it's about $20-odd million a year.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I know the guy was runner-up, basically MVP, but now we've got the MVP and the runner-up MVP not at Nike. Nike still kill the basketball market, but... It's interesting. It's almost like they've gone, well, we're not going to sponsor the NBA anymore, but we're going to sponsor a bunch of players instead. So, but $200 million, so much money for a guy that didn't even have a signature shoe.
Look, I kind of think the MVP is kind of weird in that, to be honest with you, maybe it's because I'm a LeBron fan, but I think that it's just popular not to vote for LeBron because he should be MVP every fucking year.
He probably should,
Derrick Rose didn't win the MVP. Derrick Rose won the I fucking hate LeBron.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as like people have this argument about Steve Nash. Like you look at Steve Nash's statistics, the 2 years that he won it, and the third year when Dirk Nowitzki won it was clearly Steve Nash's best year out of the three. And they're like, well, Michael Jordan never won three in a row, so Steve Nash isn't winning three in a row.
Fuck this. If Jordan didn't do it, no one else is going
to
do it.
No one's allowed to do it. But look, everyone has that argument. I mean, LeBron... Yeah, but then you go to the point, like, who had the better winning record for the year? Like, they take all these other things into consideration. Steph Curry had a ridiculous year.
But then, put it this way. LeBron played for Miami. They made the finals.
Yeah.
LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers were bottom dwellers. LeBron went to Cleveland.
They made the finals.
And he made the finals with that team. With
Della Vadova.
And
with two of their best players barely playing in the finals. Mm. Yeah.
That says MVP to me. Like, take that guy out and see how they do.
Anyone starting a team tomorrow would pick LeBron James. Oh, yeah. I'd pick AD, actually, probably. But, like,
I think it's starting to get the point in which you go, Anthony Davis?
Yeah, maybe? Anthony Davis has, like, Hall of Fame, top 20 all-time written all over him, man.
Not if he stays in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, if it's like anything. Like, Reggie Miller stayed at Indiana. Like, you know, you can stay, you can be a franchise player. Like, I think it's good for him now to build his personality up. And, like, I was watching the English late-night talk show host who's gone to America? James Corden?
The guy that does that karaoke shit in the car?
Yeah, him. So he had Anthony Davis on yesterday. Anthony Davis said he grew 7 inches in 2 months, like, in high school. And that's just, like, all of a sudden I'm really tall. Like, so he was on that. And, like, it's real. I think it's good for him to be in a small market.
That's what he tells the ladies.
Yeah. But man, he's huge and he's ridiculous. And like for a kid who grew up playing point, but we've got off topic. James Harden. So James Harden's going to have to get a signature shoe at Addy now. He has to. So, and it feels like all they've got is guards at Addy. They've got like Rose, Wall, Lillard, and now they've got Harden. So it's more proof that big men don't sell shoes.
Well, Harden's fucked. I'm telling you, Harden's going to get the Addy curse.
Yeah.
Cause
he's going to do his ankle next year.
Yeah. Because think about like,
Wall was injured towards the end.
Rose, Wall was injured.
Everyone left Portland and left Lillard by himself. Yeah. He's like fucking cast away. Like, he doesn't even have Wilson. He's just left on an island.
He's at that point in Castaway when he's in the ocean. He's like, I'm sorry, Wilson.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, LaMarcus.
Lillard woke up one day and realized no one was left in his team. Oh, man. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, look, Harden, man. Like, oh, fuck, $200 million. It's nuts. Like, what an amount of money.
And Dwight Howard fucked his back.
Yeah. And Dwight Howard might never be the same again. That's the problem. Like, you know, that's a back injury.
Dwight Howard is never going to be the same. He's a big man. Like, look at Tyson Chandler and look how he went from that guy that, you know, helped Dallas destroy Miami and then next thing he's
dwindling on
on
the Knicks. But then again, you go to the Knicks, everyone dies.
Well, he came back. He had a better year at Dallas, but
yeah that's because he wasn't playing with Melo.
Yeah, well, we don't have to get into the Knicks on this. I've got a lot of fans who follow the Knicks. I don't need like a lot of hate mail. We've already said fuck about 1,000 times on this. I don't need any more like hate mail today. But yeah, look, I think he'll probably get a signature shoe, which will be good for Addy, because Wall's got his own shoe. Lillard's pretty much got his own shoe. Rose has pretty much got his own shoe. But then, like, the category is going to be huge. You're going to have 4 guard shoes. So
you really know what they should do? Adidas should just, like, go all out and make the first shoe fucking with pony hair and call it the beard.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Just, even just, like, on the tongue or something,
yeah,
right?
Just
like,
somewhere. Yeah, yeah. Just be like, fuck the beard.
Yeah. Everyone's just running around on, like, you could shave the beard into your own shape. Yeah. You're running around, like, on a court with a beard shoe. And then I guess we'll just lead it on to with something we were talking about the other night, was just that, like, there's probably too many collabs these days. Sneaker Freaker's latest issue focused on this. There was an article about it and whether or not people are just, like, burning out on collabs. Like, you've gone from a collab being special to collabs being, like, the new GR. Yeah. Like, no one rocks GRs anymore. Like, put it this way, there is really dope Air Max 90s and, like, Stabs sitting on shelves, on sale shelves at Foot Locker, where, like, 5 years ago, like, disgusting Stabs were selling out in a day. And then now, like, you put a logo on anything. Like, you take the Fragment logo off anything, or, you know what I mean? Like, shit just sells unbelievably.
Yeah, they put the Fragment logo on the Cortez, and that thing sold like hotcakes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And, you know, it's funny, like, the old Fragment stuff back in, like, 2007 and 8 didn't really sell that well. Like, the Court Forces and stuff that they did.
Yeah, but that's because they were Court Forces.
Yeah, like, and Court Traditions as well, I think.
But then again, the latest Fragment SC Trainer 1s?
Yeah.
They don't sell.
Yeah, no. No. Oh, the Trainer 1s. Yeah. No, they don't. Well, they did, but not super well. It was a very simple colour. It was tan and red, so...
Oh, and then there was a white and green one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the white and green one.
They did a French.
Yeah. But yeah, I reckon, what do you reckon? Do you reckon there's too many collabs? You know, I don't think, before you answer, I'll give you my answer. I don't think there's too many collabs. I think there's too many shit collabs. So what I mean by that is, like, a collab back in the day was like, here's a story, here's a poster, here's a marketing campaign. We're going to tell a story about the product and the shoe's going to be designed around a product. Now a collab is like, let me just put my logo on it and here's a collab. Like, people don't go to the effort anymore. That's why I think there's too many collabs.
I think that the easiest way to look at it is the sneaker game. The sneaker trend right now is like the Nike SB sneaker trend. Yeah. Like, you remember how Nike SBs were cool because they had different collabs.
Futura, Sabotage, Futura, Stash.
And then it just got really shit.
Yeah. And then they stopped. And the brand kind of bummed out for a couple of years.
Yeah. Same thing now. Everyone's just doing a whole bunch of fucking collabs. And it went from being cool to being kind of...
Yeah. But then, like, you got kids who just refuse to buy a GR. Like, I was saying this to someone the other day. I was like, if you look at, like, my shoes, maybe a lot of what you have as well. Not a lot, but some of what you have. But, like, some of the older guys, like Mods and whatever, like, I reckon half our collection's GR. Maybe more. Maybe 60, 70% of our collection's GR.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of GR stuff. Like, all my Trainer SC2s, all my Trainer 1s, Trainer 3s. Like, stuff that, like, maybe getting slightly hyped now. Like, that's all GR.
80% of my Air Force 1s are just GRs.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So, like, but then now, like, you go, like, oh, I can't buy a GR. It's like, I can't buy, like, a white, blue, you know, Air Max 90. Like, why not? Like, why not? Why can't you buy that?
Jordan Brand just is about to release the Supreme Jordan 5.
It's the worst thing. And a Jordan 1, too.
Yeah. Oh, is there a Supreme Jordan 1?
It's disgusting, dude. It's just got the Supreme stamped over the swoosh. That's it.
Oh.
It's shit house. It's so shit. But, do you see someone did a Photoshop of, like, the white metallic 5 and was like, did not sell white metallic 5. And then it was underneath and they colored in the teeth on the 5 midsole red and put the Supreme in, like, a shit text over the thing. It's like, sell out. And I was like, that's exactly what it is. Like,
oh, is that what the other 5 is going to be? Is the white metallic 5 just with red? Yeah. And that's
so there's the white, the black, and the crazy, like...
See, I love that white metallic 5. I've got 2 pairs of those.
They're sick. Yeah. For me, I was like, when that shoe came out, I was like, everyone send it to me to paint. That is my dream bloody shoe. Dude, do you remember when, like, Platinum 4s came out and everyone was rocking all white 4s, all white 3s? I agree. Like, I reckon it's a dope shoe.
The fact that it didn't sell out was great because I could buy it like a week later.
Yeah, and all these people were like, oh, but it's not OG and oh, it's not like a collab. It's like, yeah, but it's clean. It's
yeah,
white.
Call
it's...
it white label or something fancy and people will lose their shit. But yeah, yeah, Jordan Brand are doing the Supreme thing. Is Supreme even really even relevant anymore? Like, do people really care about Supreme that much anymore?
People will still line up for every fucking
thing. Yeah.
And... what I have learned from my travels around the world, it's that Supreme, guys who work at Supreme are jerks worldwide.
Oh, 100%. Japan, jerks. LA, jerks. Oh, it's New almost York, like a business requirement.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like a business requirement. Yeah. I went into Supreme LA in like the end of 2012 and like, it was borderline like, get the fuck out, you don't belong here. Like, that's yeah. exactly how you were treated. Like, you ask for a size in something and they like, grease you off. And you're like, hold on a minute, how's that work? Like,
well, I bought a... They had a bullet pocket knife, and I opened it up. It was slightly like a little bullet, and that was like a knife.
Yeah.
And I opened it up, and then when I was closing it, I clipped my finger, and I cut myself.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the counter goes, well, you wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
Ah! And I was like, dude, I'm holding a knife. I should just stab you. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, no, oh, man, yeah, no, Supreme Nijax. But, yeah, it just feels like everything's a collab now. Like, you look at, like, a page on Sneaker News, and, like, maybe there's 8 shoes on the front page of Sneaker News. Like, 6 or 7 of them will be collabs.
That being said, though, Supreme is about to release a crowbar.
Yeah.
And I want it so bad.
Yeah, but, dude, it's almost like they've gone to army disposals over the last decade and just gone, all right, Maglite, done.
Yeah.
Crowbar, done. Like, yeah. Chain, done. Like, let's just do all the house. Like, and you know what the funny thing about it is, too? That's all so bloody cheap to produce, man.
Oh, super
like,
cheap.
Like, from a manufacturing standpoint, yeah. they are paying nothing on any of that
generic
stuff.
Generic crowbar, painted red with slap Supreme on it. I'm there.
Like, no one in the world is going to know that crowbar's paint chips off in half a second when you use it because no one's using it.
No.
How do you even display a crowbar? Oh, this is my survival Supreme kit. Like... The world apocalypse happens and there's going to be a bunch of kids running around Japan and AA with a whole bunch of Supreme, like, I'll use my Supreme torch with my Supreme crowbar.
I'm going right at that kid because I know he has zero survival skills.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is funny. I love it. They got lighters too. They've literally got the home, like, let's just go, like, what's in that front cool cabinet at army disposals? Next thing you know, they've done bum bags. Yeah. They've done everything, dude. That is funny. I never really thought about that before. Yeah. Supreme, man. Crowbar, though. I got an MF Doom crowbar.
Last thing I bought that's kind of like, what, hideous, besides for the butterfly knife I kind of snuck into the country, was the Saintside baseball bat-ish.
Oh, I saw that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys. What can I say?
No, and it was sick. It looked rad. Yeah, yeah.
And
it's full size, right?
No.
Or is it mini?
Yeah, it's mini. And I was like saying to Mark, the guy who runs...
Like half? Three quarter? Like what are we looking at? Half?
Yeah, about that long.
Okay, about half. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it looked short in the photos. But I'm like, I just assume it's full size.
It's like, why didn't you make it full size? And it's not really practical. But then I got it. It's quite hefty. So like, you could hurt somebody with it.
Yeah. It's like, it's perfect fit in your pant size. It's perfect gangster size. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's like
hilarious.
It comes out of my bag. If it comes out of my bag, someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, sweet. All right, we'll leave it there today. Thanks for dropping in again, Paul. If any of you guys have any questions, I forgot to check this week, hit us up on Twitter with the hashtag SecureDPodcast. I'm also doing periscoping stuff on there now. I'm going to do some custom classes for people if they're interested. So stay tuned for that. And...
So you don't check your emails anymore, is that... Like the sign of popularity, you just like fuck.
No, no, I definitely reply to emails, but like I forgot to check. Don't say that. No, I love the people.
Billy wants to know how to paint. Fuck Billy.
No, look, I will say, look, in getting like 400 emails a month asking how to paint shoes, like, yeah, I don't reply to those anymore. I don't. There's way too much information online on how to do it now. If you're not going to bother Googling it, I'm not going to bother spoon feeding you. So no, but I will probably do some Periscope classes for people and stuff and promote it for a time and just be like, look, Monday, 11 a.m., here's an hour on custom basics. So I will do that. But
what exactly is Periscope? Is it like...
It's live broadcasting. So essentially it's, you know how you record a video, right? Like just record a video. I sit it up on a tripod and then you can talk to me directly through the app. You can't audio talk to me. You can type in questions, so it pops up on the side.
So it's like a
It's live broadcast. It's like live TV.
So it's like a, well, it's more like a non-sexual fucking cam thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, for now, until someone ruins it. It's like Snapchat had great expectations, like great intentions. Next thing you know,
I want to go on Periscope one day. You're gonna be painting in your underpants. I'll be like, all right,
anybody want to see that? Anybody want to see that? You know what is funny too? Like, if you're successful on Periscope, like when you click the screen, it sends you love hearts. Like, I know what's going on. Send me 1,000 love hearts, and I'll lose the shoes.
If I get 3,000 love hearts.
Oh, man, no. So, it's like chat roulette. Started with good intentions. Next thing you know, it's just a whole bunch of dudes fapping.
Is it though? I've never been on chat roulette. Is it just dick after dick after dick?
It's a mix between dicks and people getting on there to see if it's people just flipping their dick out. Like, where it started, who squares? This isn't for a sneaker thing. But, as you started, it was, intentionally just, to make the world a smaller place, get to know people in different countries, blah, blah, blah. And then, it literally just became, a bunch of dudes fapping on camera.
Wait a minute, you were going to tell me last time, who's paying for porn? Who's paying for porn?
Oh, people in, Japan, China.
Yeah, but why would you pay for porn when it's free online?
Well, there's also, how do we get into porn on this? We've said F-bombs so many times. No, the problem with the porn industry now is that, no one is paying for porn. So porn stars actually aren't making that much money. So what they're doing is, you look at Asa Akira, she's become a popular culture icon. Brie Olsen, the same. They're getting into movies, doing TV shows, podcasts, trying to make themselves popular. And then they use porn as, essentially a business card. They're like, you can watch this is me, but then you need to pay for my merchandise and pay for my collabs. Asa said she made 10 times more money on the Fleshlight than she does on the thing. And why the hell are we talking about this on a sneaker podcast? Anyway, I'm going, Paul. Before this goes any worse, we're going to get lunch.
Before I leave, you went into some kind of weird transient detail thing right there. Why do you know about this?
What do you mean? Why? Because Asa's on, she's on, I used to watch the DVD ASA podcast, which is David Cho's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The artist. So all she was right, on that sense. A lot. Yeah, makes sense. Thanks. And I get out of it well. Well played, Fabris. All right, sweet. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again
soon. Maddie loves porn.
I'm turning it off.